Some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Welcome, everybody, to the debut of The Truth of the Matter here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. For the first time, we are having a new program here on this Thursday night, The Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick. And we want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press that number one. Let us know your prayer request, prayer praises tonight as we get the show started tonight. And Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight who might have a prayer request or what have you?
Of course, we Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, and 100 countries or people on through the Six Eyes Radio Network. We have you, looks like George, but Sister Emily, Brother Quick, and I'm not sure who this other number is, but it might be somebody related maybe to Reverend Quick because they have the same area code. And just little old me.
Well, hallelujah. If they got their, all they got to do is press the number one, we'll get their mics open right up. So anybody got their hand up and their mic open, we would be glad to hear from you one by one. Who? Emily, you got your mic open there, Ruth, for her? Is her mic open, or did she want to speak tonight?
Yeah, I got her on, and I've got everybody else's on here in a second as soon as I get this other one.
Okay. Well, we'll start with Sister Emily. What do you got for us tonight, Emily?
Well, my usual for our first responders, medical personnel, our government. I was just a touch late calling in tonight. I got a call from my mother's nurse. I don't know what's going on. They're going to get more details, but be keeping my mom in prayer. She was sent out to the hospital tonight.
Okay. Em, also, you might want to turn that scanner down that you got in the background. We're picking that up.
I don't have the scanner on, Kenny.
Okay, it must be somebody else. If you've got something in the background, please turn it down for the sake of the other listeners. It would be greatly appreciated. Okay, and George, we got you tonight. What do you got for us?
Well, I want to pray for our nation, pray for all our veterans who served and the ones that are home now, they're, a lot of them are homeless and stuff, you know. We should be taking care of the veterans and pray for our nation that needs prayer because I think they're going to get us in the Third World War if we don't repent and change our ways.
Amen. Okay,
and then pray for Doug and Bi that they will get through this survey and give them strength, and you too and your wife in the station. We want to bless you.
Amen. And we thank you for the love gift that you did send, and we are grateful for that. And our other caller, 912.
Kenny. I just got a text. We definitely need to be just keeping my mom and another gentleman out there where mom's at. We need to keep them both in prayer. The gentleman just lost his son earlier today, and the guy is really flipping out on him out there.
Okay. All right. Our other caller, 912, what do you got for us?
Is that me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am friends with Brother Quick. In fact, I saw him Sunday night, and I love he and his wife and their children. But, yes, I would like to be remembered in prayer tonight. My blood pressure has been messing up, and I would appreciate
okay.
it.
And we are glad to have you on the show tonight, and we'd be glad to have you on further shows every Thursday night. We'd be glad to have you.
Yeah, he gave me a card Sunday night. And I wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah, well, this is his debut of his show. It used to be we had here the Jumbo Braille on the Thursday night show, which has now been switched to his show, The Truth of the Matter, and this is the debut of that. So we're glad to have you and would love to have you on future shows. So we'd be glad to have
Thank
you.
Thank you. My name is
You're
Dot.
Very, very welcome.
Thank you.
And we'd be glad if you'd invite other folks as well. Amen.
I certainly will.
Amen. All right. And then a few prayer requests of my own is, of course, for our blind ministry. We're still praying about a bus and God's will in that area so that we could go out and do the ministry God has called us to do, to go to blind camps and blind schools to bring the gospel to the blind people and the blind students that are there. Also, of course, for continued God's touch on my heart condition that I have, we just also want to just continue prayer for God's leading and his guiding in the ministry here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Continued finances for both the blind ministry and the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we just want to continue for prayer, as Emily said, for the first responders, our police forces, our military, and, of course, our government and our leaders. Amen. And then, Ruth, do you got anything?
Well, we have another caller of 608 number. Is that Tim?
No, that wouldn't be Tim, but we'll go ahead. If they got their hand up, Ruth, open up their mic, and we'll let them give us any prayer requests they may have.
No, it doesn't have a hand up.
Okay, well, caller 608, if you wish to give us any prayer requests, prayer praises, just press the number 1. We'll be glad to open up your mic and get you on here. But
Kenny?
Yeah?
I think I know who that 608 is, but if they don't have their hand up, I'm not going to say who it is, but I got a feeling it's a relation to a missionary in Wisconsin that I know.
Okay. Well,
that'd be nice. Welcome tonight, who that person is.
Well, be glad to hear from them if they wish to join in. But, Ruth, while we're waiting to see one way or another, do you got any prayer requests?
I'm praying for you being having like the flu or having a lot of coughing, and I've been having a backache because I was out in the cold last night just taking our rent over to the landlord, little outside, you know, little thing you drop the rent box, and I guess got real cold, and I still feel kind of off yet, so it's just I'm probably not used to the real cold temperatures yet because they're getting more colder than they were. So I'll be okay. I just have to get used to it, that's all.
And one final request I have is for clarity of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of speech for Brother Quick as he gives the word tonight. Did our caller indicate they wanted to be involved, Ruth?
Not yet, but they might try later.
Okay. Well, of course, we will have open mics at the end of the message for anybody that has any questions or comments. But for right now, we're going to turn the mic over to Brother Quick and let him take over with his program here as he opens in prayer, gives us the message, and anything he wishes to go on from there.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. do have a couple of prayer requests ourselves. We have some prayer partners, Brother Phil and Miss Letty, and they have given us the name of their daughter. They just have requested that we put her on here for prayer. Her name is Laura. And so those that are listening, if you would remember to pray for Laura, they will appreciate that a whole lot. And then Miss Quick has a couple of unspoken requests yet. And she's told me what they are, but she says, I ain't going to tell nobody until the Lord answers. When the Lord answers, then I'll blab and tell exactly what it was. And that's exactly how it should be. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad for a darling wife like the Lord has given me. We celebrated our 56th wedding anniversary back in October, and we're shooting for 60, I think, something like that, this next October, something like that. So.
It's only 57.
Oh, now she's telling me it's only going to be 57. Well, you know, I've been having the time of my life with this wedding that we had. So, all right. Well, listen, let's
praise. I'm just so good. The Lord is with us. As I continue to amend from my fall, and this morning I got up and I said, I am going to get some stuff done today because I feel really good. And I started working away, and all of a sudden I said, you need to sit down and rest. You're going way too fast. I got a big bath to wash and going, and I decided to strip the sheets off, you know, and all that. And I got it all done. Praise the Lord. And then we had to go to therapy, and oh my goodness, that's a different story. But keep us in your prayers with the therapy as well. It's pretty rough. And then we had two different doctor appointments, and he's waiting to have some other kind of test run on him. I don't know what kind of doctor I'm supposed to see, but and then I've got an appointment with my eyes. And so just keep us in your prayers. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the therapy. Just a young lady that's doing our therapy for us, and she's been at it for a while. She has the degree of doctor of therapy, and she knows precisely what needs to be done and how to get it done. And she has been really double working my shoulder that I had surgery on. And she's gotten that where when she's double working, she's keeping an eye on my eyes. And I could tell that she was looking at me today. And so I looked at her, and she says, am I doing all right yet? And I says, yeah, but you're almost to the point where it's just getting too much. And she says, well, when I get there, then let me know. And so she just doesn't want to back down, but she knows what she's doing. She says, got to get that shoulder stretched out as to where it's going to work for you. And I said, well, I'm glad for that. So just keep us in your prayers very much on that therapy. And therapy is worse than the name sounds. I mean, the name sounds like nothing to it. But
yeah,
when you've got therapists that know what they're doing precisely, and my wife, they're working on her balance and working on several different other things. And they're really, she's told me today, she says, that gal has really helped me a whole lot. And I said, well, I know that she has because I'm living with you and I can tell. All right, well, let's pray and then we'll get started in the message of the night.
Brother Quick.
Yes.
Also be keeping Sister Lila in prayer. She's
all right.
Been going through some issues, and she's needing some prayer.
We'll do that.
Also be keeping myself in prayer, Brother Quick. I've had some physical and mental issues that's been going on.
And we'll do that. Is there anything else from anyone else before I pray?
Brother Quick, this is Dot from church and Dot Crowell. So please remember me and Donald in your prayers.
All right. And what was that name again?
This is Donald and Dot Crowell.
Yes. Okay. Now, I know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else tonight?
No, sir.
All right. Well, let's pray. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given together already tonight. And thank you for each of these requests that were brought to our attention and to your attention. And we're just so glad for the privilege of prayer. Prayer is just something that so many of us just overlook so many times. But prayer is something that is so sweet because it gives us an opportunity to speak to you and tell you what our need is. And we're just so glad that you hear us and answer so many times. I'm asking now that you'd be with Miss Laura, Brother Phil, and Miss Letty's daughter. And Lord, we're just pleading with you that you just keep your hand upon her and keep your hand upon Miss Letty also and just strengthen these two ladies. They're both your children. They both know the Lord, their personal Savior, but both of them have got some trouble that they're going through, and so we're just bringing them to you tonight.
Won't
and
be the first
you that you just minister unto them And then, Lord, for Miss Emily, for her mother being taken off to the hospital. Oh, dear Father, I would plead with you, you just touch her mama in a special way. And then for Miss Lila, that you'd minister unto her needs also. And then for Miss Ruth, been out in the cold. She's been like flu-like symptoms with coughing and everything. Just asking that you just touch her and just help her throughout this night. And for Brother Ken, for the bus ministry, for the blind ministry that they have, that you just give that, meet that need according to your own sweet and wonderful will. And well, sure enough, thank you very much for that. And then for my wife's special unspoken request, that you just minister there and just, Lord, you know what the need is. We know what the need is. We're not going to tell anyone else what the need is until you do answer, and we believe that you're going to answer that. And so we're just pleading with you that you just minister and take care of this need. And then for Brother Don and Miss Dot, asking that you just lay your hand upon this couple, Lord. They're special to us. We've known them for some years, and they've always been very special to us, and they're special to you, and we know that, and you know that. Now, Lord, I'm just asking that you be with us as we break the word of God this night and help each one that's hearing my voice this night, whether they're here in America or anywhere else in this world, that you just touch them, that you'd minister unto their needs. And for those that don't know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that this would be the night Spirit of God would fall on them, bring conviction to their heart,
yes,
and help them to turn and cry out for repentance of their sin and cry out for Jesus to save them. And we know that you'll do that because you've done that for us.
Yes.
Now be with us and each other request that have been that have not been made this night. You know what each one is.
Lady has blood pressure.
There's a lady, she's got blood pressure medicine. I'm glad my wife just mentioned that to me again. And Lord, we're just asking that you just touch her and help her. You can take care of the blood pressure a whole lot better than anybody else can. We're just asking that you just minister unto her this night. Now just help us this night as we turn to the Word of God. I pray that you'd give me clarity of thought and give me a quickness in my thinking, and I'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to welcome each one. This is our first radio broadcast of the truth of the matter, and this was a title that God gave us many years ago, and I had somebody ask me one time, why did you come up with that name? And I said, we come up with that name because the truth is what matters, and the truth is what we tell everybody on every program. And so we're just welcoming you to, as you listen this night, and we're asking that the Lord would just meet your need. He knows how to meet needs. You've given your needs to us, and we've prayed. And we've been praying for a good number of these requests anyhow through the months because we know that the Lord knows how to take care of them also. Now, if you've got a Bible in front of you tonight, I want you to turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. I want to look at one verse of scripture in this chapter. 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, and verse number 14. I will quote it to you, and I'll go slow, because I don't want to miss any thought that the Lord should give me along the way. Verse 14 says this, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek peace and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. America is in such dire need of this verse of scripture. I have known that for some time. I know there's a good number of preachers that I have known through the years, and they know that. They've known that for a long time also. You see, America, it's been well over 100 years, probably 125 or 130 years, since the last world, since the last national revival hit this nation. We live in Waycross, Georgia, and it was, I couldn't even tell you how many years ago, back toward the turn of the century, there was a lady that came to me one time, and she said, I've got a piece out of a newspaper that would back this up if I could just find it. She says, I know I've got it, but I can't put my finger on it right now. I said, well, what does it say? And she says, it says that Waycross, Georgia is the most revived city in all of America. And that was around the turn of the century. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Waycross is a long, long ways away from that today, just like America is a long ways away from it. But I want to look at this verse of scripture and just look at it phrase by phrase. I'm going to break it down to the best of my ability and hope that you will understand exactly what the Lord has got for us here. If my people... Mm-hmm. That first little word, if. Mm-hmm. I looked it up in the Webster's Dictionary. This was probably a year or two ago at least. And the word if always brings doubt to the subject that it is modifying. If my people. The word if signifies doubt. Now, why would God bring the subject of doubt concerning his children in the first phrase of this verse? Well, there is a good reason for that. You see, finished my classroom education by earning a PhD in counsel. That didn't make me better than all of the brethren around me. But I have known a good number of other preachers that when they would get to the level of where they had earned their doctorate, all of a sudden they were so much better than everybody around them. And then you couldn't get anything good out of them. And there's where that word if falls into place. You see, God knew that there would be those of his people that their fame and their fortune and their education turned them away from him. And my Lord, we see so much of that in right here in America this very day. If my people, which are called by my name, I was in a meeting somewhere in this nation a while back, and one afternoon I was able to get out and just browse in the city a little bit and and I began to witness the different ones. And there was a gentleman, I asked him, I said, "Are you a Christian?" And he looked at me so sternly, and he said, "No, I am not a Christian. I don't go by that name." I said, "Well, excuse me. I go by that name. Why do you say that you don't go by that name?" He said, "I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Yes, but don't you call me no Christian, because I know too many people that use that word, that name Christian, and they ain't no good at all. So don't call me a Christian." Well, God must have known that kind of stuff was going to happen one day. That might be why he put these two phrases in here. "If my people, which are called by my name." You see, we were born as sinners belonging to Satan. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That all includes Adam and Eve, the first parents on this earth. They sinned. God had warned them, "If you have anything in this garden that you want to eat, it's all going to be good for you, except for that tree right there. Don't you even look at it, because if you taste it, it's going to kill you." Well, they both tasted it, and they both died spiritually. Amen. Oh, listen. We were born as sinners because Adam and Eve failed, and they were called sinners by God himself. And everybody since Adam and Eve have needed to know that their sins have been forgiven and washed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us needs to know that. We were born as sinners. We belonged to Satan when we were born. Oh, but then when we were born again, we belong to God. And being born again carries such a beautiful thing about it. Listen to this verse of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Ever since I trusted Christ to become my Lord and my Savior, the Spirit of God took up residence living within me. Oh, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Oh, yes, I have known that since the very first moment that I trusted Christ to save me. I knew that. My daddy led me to the Lord. He says, "I want to have the privilege of introducing you to the Lord." And he had that privilege, and he introduced me to the Lord. And when I got up off my knees, Daddy got up off of his knees. He looked at me and he said, "Well, son, looks to me like you got what you was looking for." I said, "Yes, sir, Dad." But I said, "I got one problem. I got one big problem." He said, "What the kind of a problem you got?" I said, "I got to go and be able to tell somebody what happened to me." That was 60-some-odd years ago, and I've still got that problem yet to this day. I've still got to be able to tell somebody what happened to me that night on my knees when I trusted Christ to save my soul. Oh, listen to me. By my name. Hang on, people. Shall humble themselves. Don't you know that that very first step is not an easy step for so many of those that call themselves a Christian? They don't know the first thing about humility. They don't know. No servant is greater than his master. We read that in the Word of God also. Oh, listen to me. No servant is greater than his master. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Oh, listen. Listen. No servant is greater than his master. We have been bought from the slave market of the devil himself. We've been bought by the slave market by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 will say this to us. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
My sin has been washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every message that I have ever preached in nearly 50 years, every message I have studied from the authorized AD 1611 King James Bible. That's all I have ever used.
Amen.
I've got some of the copies of these other things. I call them perversions because they have perverted the truth that God gave us in the authorized version. You see, there's a number of these. One of them is known as the best-selling Bible. I use that term, Bible, very loosely. It's the best-selling Bible on the market today. And yet John 3:16 in that best-selling Bible says something like this: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Oh, seems to me like that little phrase like that should have woke everybody else up. If Jesus was God's one and only Son, how could anybody else anywhere in the world ever try to become a child of God? If Jesus was his one and only Son, but the authorized version says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That opens it up for every sinner on the face of this earth. Every sinner can come to know the Lord Jesus, because every sinner under spirit of God's conviction power, every sinner can come to know Christ as their own Lord and Savior. Oh, listen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. That's what it says, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
And pray. Why would God's word have anything like this in here? Well, you know, our military is under attack. Mr. Biden is doing his part to remove God from the American way of life. And they have made it as to where they can court-martial any soldier if he prays in Jesus' name. That is a rule that has been laid down. You cannot pray in the name of Jesus. Why did they pick the name of Jesus of all names? I'll tell you why. Jesus himself said this in John chapter 14, And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. I tried to get in the Navy. I passed the physical, and they sent me back home. They said, we don't need you. That made me upset. Upsetness didn't last too long because the sergeant that was in charge came and busted me with his big chest, about knocked me over. Quick, you get back up on your feet. We don't need you. You don't need to think that you're going to change my mind. I said, we don't need you, and you can go back home. And I finally had to say, yes, sir. It took me a while to learn to say, sir, but he busted me in half to make me sure that I was going to say, sir, amen. I've never forgotten that, amen. But you see, call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. We belong to the God in heaven. We belong to the God in heaven because the only begotten Son of the God in heaven took our place and died on Calvary's tree, paying the sin debt of every person in this world, ever live in this world. That's why Jesus had such a load on him. That's why Jesus could cry out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" God cannot look upon sin. And he knew that his darling son was paying the sin debt for every sinner. And he couldn't look on him any longer. Oh, listen. And pray. Privilege of praying in Jesus' name. And why not? It was Jesus that took my place on Calvary's tree. It was Jesus that paid my sin debt. It was Jesus that made it possible for me to know that I'm going to heaven. And it was Jesus that did the same thing for you. Amen. Oh, listen. Salvation begins in prayer. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9. Listen to this now. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thy mouth. That's praying, ladies and gentlemen. Well, verse number 10 goes a little bit deeper in this. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Nobody ever got to know Christ as their Lord and Savior without praying unto him and begging him to come and forgive of their sin and to save their soul. That's the only way anybody has ever gotten saved, is by praying unto the Lord. Amen and amen. That's the only way. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Well, that's not the end of it. And seek my face. Oh. Seek my face. What in the world does the Word of God mean when it says we're to seek his face? Well, this Hebrew word for seek that we have in English actually gives us the complete and hard meaning of an earnestly searching for. And seek my face. Earnestly seek the face of God. Oh, the Christian life is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Colossians chapter 3, listen to this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. The Christian life is serious business. We are to seek those things above, those heavenly things. Our affections are to be heavenly minded. We're to live as though we are already in heaven. Amen and amen. You can't get it any clearer than that. You see, the Christian life is serious business. Hebrews chapter 11, listen to this verse of scripture. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. When's the last time you really had a burden? You really had a burden, and you wanted to take that burden to the Lord, and you get down on your knees, find where you couldn't even come up with the right words. You'd have so much of a burden, you couldn't even come up with the right words to put it in English as to where you could hear what you were saying. Isn't that amazing? The Spirit of God is there in heaven standing in your behalf, and he's putting words to your burden, and the Father is hearing it just exactly like it needs to be said. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing how God can take such good care of us? Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. The Christian life is serious business. It is impossible to please him. I've had different ones say, well, my faith just ain't very strong. And I haven't been able to say, well, you just need to be praying. If their faith is not very strong, they're not going to get an answer from God anyhow. Amen. I've learned that. I sure have. I've learned that personally. Well, if I didn't have strong enough faith, it weren't getting any higher than the ceiling. Amen and amen. But you see, it's serious business to believe God today. But without faith, if we don't have faith, don't waste your time praying. Because if you don't have faith, it ain't going to get nowhere. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The word diligently here gives us this understanding. To search for, to earnestly search for, as if you're looking for hidden treasure. Oh, hallelujah. If I know that there was a dollar bills hidden somewhere under a pile of whatever, and there's a pile of whatever all over in my house. I mean, the mail comes. We'll get 100 pieces of mail every week and sometimes in this place, and it wouldn't be hard at all to hide some money under a pile. Amen. But if I know that there was a $100 bill hid somewhere under one of those piles, there wouldn't be a pile standing until I found it. Amen. And that's how it is that we're supposed to come and seek after God. We're to get everything out of the way, get all of the piles moved out of the way, get everything out of the way as to where we can get to him. That's when we'll find out that he does take care of us and he does answer our plea. You see, it's serious business today to believe God. It's serious business to believe God is in our world. We're to believe that he is. It's serious business to seek after God today. Diligently seeking him. It's serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this verse of scripture is not going to quit there. Listen to me again. If my people called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, that's a load right there most of the time, and seek my face, that's a double load, and turn from their wicked ways. Whoa. Turn from our wicked ways can only be done through Holy Ghost conviction. That's it. That's the only way. I can't get rid of my sin load by myself. Neither can you. No sinner has ever been able to get rid of his sin load all by himself. None of us have. None of us have. Oh, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 says this. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, keeping holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. That's going to be a good start on turning away from our wicked ways. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let me read it to you again. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? It's after we get through all of these things. It's after we get loaded down, learning how to pray. It's after we get all down learning how to pray, and then we find that we got to get loaded down again to seek the face of God. And then it's almost a backbreaker to find that we've got to turn away from our wicked ways. It's not until then that we find that four-letter word in this verse of Scripture. Then. 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 If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then. You know where America's at today? We're right there on the verge of that then. Because we've got to learn that that it's not a sin, it's not a crime to be called a Christian. It is a blessed thing to be called a Christian, a child of God. We got to understand it's not a hard time on us to learn how to humble ourselves before God. If we don't humble ourselves before God now, there'll come a day when we will, because according to the Word of God, the time is going to come when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. You'd be a whole lot farther ahead to learn how to do that now. Oh, we get all of that humbling ourselves down, and then we find out that we got to pray, got to learn how to pray, and then we got to get past that, and then we got to find out how we got to spend time to seek his face, to find his face. And then that last thing, and to turn away from our wicked ways. It's only then that we find how God's going to take care of our problem. Then will I hear from heaven our earnest need yet this very day. There's those all across America that's hearing my voice right now. And I'm here to tell you, we need to get very serious in our walk and talk with God. We need to get very serious in the fact that we've got to humble ourselves. We've got to learn how to pray. We've got to learn how to seek his face. And then we've got to learn how to turn away from our wicked ways, every wicked way. Oh, every wicked way, there's a couple of verses of Scripture that I want to bring out. on this very subject. David himself, in one of the Psalms, Psalms 116, verse 68, something like that, where David wrote and he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Listen to what David said. He said, if I regard, that means it's more than just a passing thought. That means it's more than just a passing turn of the head. That means that it's something specific that is on his mind. He said, if I regard iniquity, iniquity is past the sin part. Iniquity is past the guilt of sin. Iniquity is to the place where it's sin on top of sin. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Oh, that helps us to get some things straightened around in our own living, I'm here to tell you. It will help us. It will help us. You see, God has promised here. He will hear from heaven our earnest need in America yet this very moment. Then he will forgive our sin. Every sin, big or little, is indeed offensive to our God. And then lastly, and will heal their land. We are starved for revival in America this very moment. Real saved people must recognize Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and not be ashamed to be known as a Christian. Real saved people need to know they are strangers in this land. We're strangers just passing through here. We're headed for the promised land. Amen. Real saved people are not to be ashamed to shout for joy or to weep for the lost. Amen. Let me say that again. Real saved people are not ashamed. They're not to be ashamed to shout for joy and to weep for the lost. Oh, hallelujah. Real saved people are not ashamed to pray privately, publicly, in Jesus' name. Amen. Real saved people are not ashamed to seek God for their answers. That's real saved people. Where are you at tonight? Where are you at right now with your stand in your Christian walk? Where are you at right now in your knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Where are you at right now? Where are you at? Have you really learned what it means to pray? I had just been called to preach. And my daddy was a pastor for a lot of years. And one of his pastoral buddies came to me one afternoon and he said, Brother Quick, I've been told God's called you to preach. I said, yes, sir, that's correct. Well, how's your prayer life? Well, I hadn't been preaching all that long. He asked me who I was praying for, so I went ahead and told him everybody I was praying for. I got done, he looked at me, and he says, sir, he says, I don't think you heard me. I says, pardon? He said, I asked you, how's your prayer life? And so I thought, well, maybe I was thinking, you know, maybe I forgot somebody, and so I tried to bring up another name or two. He let me struggle a little bit, and pretty soon he says, I don't think you really heard me. And finally, I looked at him and I said, sir, I don't think I did hear you. What is it that you're trying to say to me? He looked at me, and he got a big smile on his face, and he says, I'm glad that you've asked me, he said, because I want to be able to tell you. He said, I'm glad that you're praying for all of these people, and he says, I hope you don't quit praying for them soon. But he says, that's not the prayer life I'm talking to you about. The prayer life I'm talking to you about is this. When you get done praying and calling all these names off to God, stay quiet and smack at him. And I said, sir, perhaps you'd like to explain what you're saying there. He says, I'd be glad to. He says, you've had your say unto the Lord. You've told the Lord all about what's on your heart. When you get done with that, you need to hush your mouth up and just be quiet and listen. I said, why do I have to do that? He says, it's God's time to talk back to you. And I looked at him and I said, thank you, sir. I'm glad you told me this. And he looked at me and he says, son, I hope that you will remember this all of the days of your ministry. He said, I hope you will remember this all of the days of your ministry. You know, that was about 48 years ago. And to this very day, I'm still practicing that same thing. Oh, hallelujah. God knows how to answer. Answers, if we just be quiet and listen, he'll answer for sure. Well, you see, God said he's going to heal our land. Pardoning mercy always makes way for healing mercy. Well, there's more than that. Pleading for mercy will bring abundant mercy. Honesty of God's people before God, priceless, and will bring revival. Amen and amen. I was booked for a Sunday morning to preach at a church in North Georgia. And so I preached that Sunday morning and give the altar call, and people were coming to the altar. I mean, they were just crying out to God. And the pastor came to me, and he says, Brother Quick, I want to take you out for dinner today. He says, there's something I need to talk to you about. I already knew what it was because the Spirit of God had already spoke to my heart. And that Sunday morning time turned into a two-week-long revival. A two-week-long revival. And when I left there, that pastor was flying so high, he couldn't hardly get his feet down on top of the pew. He was flying so high. Amen and amen. Amen. Isn't it a wonder how it is that God knows how to answer his people's plea? That pastor told me that Sunday when he took me out for dinner, he says, I have been pleading with God for revival for some months or some years, and I believe God's fixing to give it to us right here. And God did. I've been at other churches where I preached, and I taught a Sunday school class one time, and revival broke out. Isn't that amazing? God knows what he's doing. God knows how to get the job done. If we will just get back out of the way and let him have the reins, and he'll do it. He'll get it done. You see, which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. My address is 1122 Church Street. I live in Waycross, Georgia, and Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. We would sure enough like to hear from you. We'd love very much to hear from you, not just this week, but in coming days. Just let us hear from you. And we'll sure appreciate any amount or any words that you have of encouragement for us, and we will greatly appreciate that. Brother Ken, I'm going to give this back to you and let you finish it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Quick. And if anybody wishes to contact him via email, they could use my email address, and I'll tell you how that works. You contact him via email, which is feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N is Nancy, T-O-U-C-H, K-I-N-G at gmail.com. Again, feelintouchking@gmail.com. In the subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. In your message, just obviously put whatever question, comment, prayer request, prayer praise you have. And then what we do is we will print that out, send it to him, and then when he sends us back the reply, we will turn that into a PDF and send the response back to you. Amen. Now, of course, if you have any comments or questions, those that have called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, just press the number 1. We'll open the mics up here for any questions or comments or whatever. And while Ruth is doing that, Brother Quick mentioning that verse, I always like to give the flip side of the coin of that verse, which is, if my people, which are called by my name, shall not humble themselves, shall not pray, shall not seek my face, and shall not turn from their wicked ways, then will I not hear from heaven, and will not forgive their sin, and will not heal their land. Amen.
Amen.
That's called the flip side of the coin.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, Ruth, who do we got with us yet that may want to give their questions or comments?
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother George, Sister Emily, that other person that knows Reverend Quick and his wife. Then, of course, we have, oh, my goodness, looks like we have Pastor Bonnet.
All right.
And then we have Pastor Quick and just me.
All right. Well, since Pastor Bonnet joined us late here, Pastor Bonnet, if you got any questions or comments, we'll let you start us. You got his mic opener?
Yeah, I got everybody.
Okay, Pastor Bonnet, if you want to speak, you got to unmute yourself, too. Is that you, Pastor Bonnet? I'm waiting to hear from you here. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, while he's figuring out his phone there, George, we'll see what you got for us. Do you got any questions or comments?
Yeah, I got a comment. It was very good, very good, and we need to pray, and then the Lord would hear our land. So I enjoyed that very much, and I forgot, well, I pray for you and your wife and your ministry that it will be a blessing to the Lord, and we do got to repent, but, you know, they want to take the Bible, they want to take God out of the name, they want to take everything away that pertains to the Bible, that ain't right, because when we were growing up, we used to have the Bible in school, and we could pray, but now they can't do nothing. It's all... Mm-hmm. It's all about the power, I guess, and the money. And that's the root of all evil. So I'll just say goodbye, and we want to bless all you guys' work that put in their time there.
Amen. All right. Brother Bonnet, are you with us? Did you unmute your phone there?
Yes.
There you are.
Amen.
Got any questions or comments for Brother Quick on his message tonight?
Brother Quick, I just want to say I thoroughly enjoyed you very well. I always enjoy someone who's expounding upon the Word of God. All of us do the very best that we are able to do. And I thank you giving us what was in your heart to give us concerning the Word, and it was very good. If I can add anything to it, and it's not necessarily to add to the Word of God, I think sometimes from our teaching we're taught a certain way, and sometimes we may just think a particular way, but the Word only usually, mostly always apply to a singular, which is one. And so God's only begotten Son is His one and only. And we're talking about within His being. We're born in the flesh, and we are part. Whereby Romans 8 and 15 tells us, when we read that, Romans 8 and 15 tells us, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also glorify together." That's the greatest mystery of all, but it comes from a natural understanding. A child don't have to come for your loins, because when that mother and father come together and produce a child, that is their natural child. But then there are people who are not able to yield birth in the natural, and they do what's called adoption. And once they adopt that child become a full-fledged son or daughter through that adoption. And we have the spirit of adoption. That's what makes us, after receiving the spirit of adoption, that's what makes us sons and daughters of God. And so Romans 8 give us that very clearly. And I think a lot of times some people may forget that factor. And that's the only thing I have that I will add. Not to take away anything from your word that you gave today, and thoroughly enjoy it. But I'm forever this, a student of God's word. Thank God for the 1611 translation of King James. But it met opposition when it was put out. It was hated. It was rejected because of the other Bibles that were put out prior to that. And so a lot of times translation may receive certain rejection when they come out. I try my very best to get people to start reading the Word and to, as the Scripture says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the Word of truth. And so I encourage, we don't speak the old, people today don't speak old English. And King James is written in the old English. And so many of the phrases wrote there in the old English are foreign to some people today. And so to encourage them to not abandon the Bible, whatever Bible they pick up, I try to join them there and read and understand it, and then teach them how to look up the original word, whether it was written in Hebrew, whether it was written in Aramaic or Greek, and so that they may come to a proper understanding where they are right now. And so I just want to say that we want to encourage people to read the Bible. And if they have a problem with understanding the King James, they may have that. I believe in the King James for unification. So when I quote a scripture and you quote a scripture, that we are saying the same thing. And that's why I stand on it for that reason alone. But there are other Christian ministries that they study from the American Standard. They study from the NIV. And yes, we can debate certain words have weakened what the original word really means. And in those cases, when we see that, then we address it. But as a general rule, I want to encourage people to pick up the Holy Bible and read it and study it and get an understanding. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs, it says Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and understanding. And so we are to purchase this thing. I mean, it must have value for us, because you only purchase something that has value. You don't buy something that's garbage. So we are to purchase this thing. And so, again, just want to be encouraging in that way. And like I said, I thoroughly enjoyed your message. I think I came in after you had started. My apologies, but still, all that I heard was definitely enjoyable. And thank you for allowing God to use you all these years. You are an encourager. I've been saved. I've been ministering for going on 30 years here. I received Christ as a child. But I've really been living a Christian life for the past 30 years. And so to hear someone say they've been in the gospel of Christ for 60 years, that's encouraging. And that tells other people, hey, you can do it. You can live saved. You can be holy. And so I encourage you to keep on keeping on until God calls you home. Keep on doing what God has blessed you and gifted you to do, sir.
Well, thank you very much, brother.
All right. Anyone else with questions or comments? Ruth, you said Emily was with us?
Yeah, she's still there. George is still there. Somebody dropped a 912 number at 387. And that's it.
Okay, so George, we heard from George. Emily, anything you want to say?
Brother Quick, all I got to say is you better quit throwing bricks so hard, because they hurt.
Amen.
I think I need to learn to duck if I don't want to get smacked.
Amen. Well, the message was a good one for all of America, I'd say.
I got to agree with you there, Ken.
Huh?
Amen.
I got to agree with you.
So, all right.
And well, may I add, brother, Dr. Quick, I enjoyed your simplicity of the message. You didn't try to make it confusing. I'm thankful that you took time to each of your points. And I am personally thankful for that. I enjoy the expository when we get in a high tone. And we really go into it. I enjoy that, but a lot of times, I'm cautious with the scripture that says, "It says my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge." And I think a lot of times some people can get so emotional, caught up in emotional things that they never really learn. As the evangelist president in my jurisdiction, one of the things that I was teaching, that it's a sad testimony that we're saved and still can't witness the truth about salvation. Any born-again believer should be able to tell somebody how they got saved. You don't have to be able to preach the whole Bible to tell somebody how you received Christ. And, I mean, if you went to the store and you found something on sale, you don't have no problem picking up the phone, telling your girlfriend, hey, I found this sale, blah, 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 blah. And you don't have no problem talking and sharing other things. But it seems like when it comes down to sharing Jesus Christ, all of a sudden there's this stone invisible wall that it seems like we can't get over. And to me, that's almost a disgrace. And it's not trying to put nobody down, but we as Christians should be proud to be Christians. And just because somebody else has misrepresented Christ, that's what they did. It's our job that love God and are obedient to his word to represent Christ the right way. So we should not be ashamed because others have made a mockery out of Christianity. We should be the example that what Christianity should be, because the Bible said that the earnest expectation of a creature waited for the manifestation of the true Son of God. And so that means the world is waiting on genuine sons and daughters of the Most High. And so just because somebody say they're Christian don't necessarily mean they're Christian. Because many will say they this or that, but they don't know God. They don't have God in their heart. And so we should not be ashamed because somebody else did wrong. I'm American, and I'm in a country. I'm a black American. And for 100 years after emancipation, my people were still being mistreated. That don't change the fact that I'm American. That don't change the fact. I don't throw away I'm American because that there's still prejudice in my society. My job is to spread the love of Christ the best way I know how. And so if we can stick to other things, I mean, you think about it. Most of us men that enjoy sports, man, our team can be losing, but we'll stand with our team no matter what. And we'll defend them regardless. And the same energy that we can give to something in the natural, we should do more when it comes down to the things of God. That's just my opinion.
Right, sure. Right.
All right. Well, just want to give a last few announcements, then we'll have Brother Quick give us a closing prayer. First off, if you'd like to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Success Radio Network, you could first, if you have a smartphone or tablet, just go on to the podcast section there, enter in the search box, Six Eyes Radio, that's SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. Click enter. When we pop up there, just click subscribe, and you'll have us 7 days a week. If you have an Android or Apple device, you'll need to first download the iHeartRadio app. Once you do that, go into the iHeartRadio app to its search box, type in Six Eyes Radio. And once you do that and click enter, we'll pop up there. Then just click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Android or Apple device. Now, if you wish to make a donation here to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, for us, it costs something, but for you, it doesn't cost you anything to listen to the Six Eyes Radio Network. So we would appreciate a love gift from you. There are several methods you can go about giving your love gift. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network, contact Brother Six Eyes at his email address, 6eyes6@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put donation information requested. In the body of your email, just indicate that you're wishing to send a check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network and need the pay to and snail mail information so that you can send that check or money order to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And once again, God will richly bless you, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. Amen. All right, and we want to invite everybody to tomorrow night's show, AJ and the Squad, 9 p.m. here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And with that, Brother Quick, we're going to ask you to give us a closing prayer, and we'll say good night.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. And thank you, Pastor Bonnet, for your input. I always appreciate hearing from preachers all around this great nation. And it's just been a blessing tonight to hear you. Our Father, thank you again for this night. Thank you for all that you have accomplished through the preaching of the Word of God tonight. We have heard just a few that have voiced their voice as far as what you have done for them and for their hearts. But I know that there's a good number of other ones. They've not called in. They didn't get where they could call in. But we're just glad that you have used us this night according to your own sweet and wonderful will. And Lord, I have never been one to be in such a big hurry to count souls coming to know Christ or anything like that. That's your business, Lord. But I have been about the business of being faithful unto you. And I'm glad that you helped me to be faithful again this night. And you just be with each one of us this night in these requests that we're given. And I'm asking that you just meet them according to your own sweet and wonderful will. Be with Miss Quick and the fact that you're bringing her along really good on her a whole lot. I'm just asking you just keep your hand upon her. There are others that are going through similar things that we don't even know about, but you know about, and we're just asking that you'd minister accordingly. Be with us this night. I pray that you'd continue to meet every need that has been brought to your attention this night. And we'll thank you very much for that. We love you with all of our hearts. We're just so glad that you love us with all of your heart also. Now just be with us in a special way this night and just minister unto us in these days. Help us to understand revival could be here, but each one of us needs to fit the bill. And I'm asking that you just help each one of us to fit that bill, for us to understand this is the nation that you have given to us, and you're going to keep your hand upon it and upon us. Watch over us now, Lord, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the truth of the matter tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you or hearing you again this Thursday coming. So God bless you all. Good night.
Dr. Quick, I forgot. Would you all continue to keep my wife lifted up in prayer, and those of you that know prayer, We found out earlier this evening that her elder brother had passed away down in Florida. We're up in Tennessee. And so just keep my wife's family lifted up in prayer, if you would. Thank you so kindly.
We sure would do that, brother. And thank you for letting us know that.
Thank you. Good night, all. Love you.
Good night.